Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. If you haven't already, make sure that you smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our awesome stories. Well, today is part two of the mystery. Have you figured out who George is? Well, friends, strap on your thinking caps. We have to get to work to solve this mystery. Are you ready for part two? Me too! Let's go! As George was zooming through the tree branches on his way to the waterfall, he was moving super fast and then it... Wait a second. Hold on. That's not right. George is slow. Oh, I was reading the wrong part. Whoops. Well, anyway, George was moving very slowly through the branches of the trees, but he was really running out of time. The plants on his back, they were wilting and slowly dying. If you've ever had a garden before, you know that if there's a drought, that is trouble. That is bad news for your garden, right? The sun came out from behind the clouds, and it made it even worse. As George looked up in the sky, he knew he was running out of time. And so, he had to make a very drastic decision.
Oh boy, looks like I'm gonna get a little wet.
Cannonball! Splash! George jumped into the river! Wait a second, what?
Yep, 'cause I'm a whole lot faster if I'm swimming than I'm walking,
sang George as he, holy smokes, he is moving faster. He's a really good swimmer. Look at him go. All right, my friends, hold on. We have got to pause the story and figure out what exactly George is. Let's go over the facts. Number one, we've established that is he slow or fast? Yes, he's definitely
very slow.
He grows plants on his back, and he hangs upside down by his claws, and I guess he's a good swimmer. So by now, have you figured out who George is? I have three guesses. Let's talk about them. My first guess is some kind of bird. Do you think it's a bird? Huh. Let's go over the clues. He's slow. That could be a bird. He grows plants on his back with its long hair and... Oh, wait a second. Birds, they don't have hair, right? All right, I'm going to cross that off. Next, I have a chameleon. Because chameleons are really slow. Could be. He's very slow. He hangs upside down by his claws. I think chameleons do that. But do you think chameleons grow plants on their back with their fur? No, chameleons don't either. Do you have any guesses? My last guess is a sloth. A sloth, they're very slow. Yeah, they hang upside down by their claws. That works. And do sloths grow plants on their back? I'm not sure. That's strange. And our last clue was swimming. Are sloths good at swimming? All right. So who do you think it is? Is it a bird? A chameleon? Or is George a sloth? Yes, he is a sloth. Did you know that not only are sloths very slow and they like to smile, but they do grow plants on their back? Sloths move so slowly that the fur on their back gets so moist from the rain, it starts to grow algae and some other small plants. And that helps them blend into their surroundings to hide from the predator, which is a... Jaguar, good job. And I didn't know this, but George and all sloths, did you know that they're really good swimmers? Yeah, they can swim 3 times faster than they can climb and walk, which that's really helpful, especially in George's emergency. Wait a second, what about George? Let's get back to the story. As George was cruising up the river, he never stopped smiling. I don't think a sloth really can. I think they're just made to smile.
Oh boy, this is just the best day ever.
I just love swimming. And oh, well, I just got to get there fast. Zoom, 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 said George. As he swam the rest of the way through the river, he finally got to the edge of the river and crawled his way out. Up ahead, he could hear the waterfall crashing into the river.
That sounds like my kind of place, said George.
He knew that the spray off of the waterfall was exactly what his garden needed. And so as he crawled his way there, which, oh boy, it looked a lot closer when he was just looking, but it's taking a long time as he's walking across the branch, moving very slowly. The plants on his back did enjoy the nice splash into the river, but it wasn't what they needed. It helped take off a little bit of their thirstiness, but the plants, they still needed their water. Have you ever felt super duper thirsty before? Oh yeah, it happens to me all the time. Probably like 5 minutes ago, I was super thirsty. And I was able to take a drink. Well, these plants, they are dependent on George. This is very interesting. These two creatures, George the sloth and all these plants, they have something called a symbiotic relationship. Have you ever heard that word before? Say it with me. Symbiotic. Symbiotic. That means that these two creatures, they are more or less, they're good friends and they help each other. And so George, he benefits by this, from this friendship because the plants provide him with camouflage that protects him from the, yes, jaguar. And the plants, they benefit from this friendship because George provides them with a safe place to live and grow in his fur or in his hair. These two creatures both need each other. And that's why it's called a symbiotic relationship. As George arrived at the waterfall, he picked a perfect spot to sit and enjoy the misty view. And his plants started smiling just like George. Ah, this is the spot. I think this might be my new home. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end. All right. We need to recap what on earth just happened because George, I did not see that coming, that he was going to be a sloth this whole time. Who figured it out? Who had already? Wow. You already solved the sloth mystery before I gave it away? Wow, great job. And who remembers what that big word was between the plants and George the sloth? Yes, symbiotic. They have a symbiotic relationship, which means they both benefit from this very special friendship. Huh, it's kind of like some of my friends. I think I like having them around, and I think they like having me around too. I guess we have a symbiotic relationship too. Have a super duper day. We'll see you next time. Bye.